Good day to you. As I close out my day, let me share with you three things in Isaiah chapters 46 through 48. And for these chapters, I'm just going to take focus on a couple of verses maybe from each chapter. And you can share any questions or comments that you have regarding the chapters on this reading. So number one, chapter 46, looking at verses 10 and 11. In this section, God is again talking about how he is not like any other God. And verse 10, I am the one who announces the final outcome already in the beginning. I announce ahead of time things that have not yet been done. I am the one who says my plan will stand and I will do everything I want to do. As you think about those words, God is the one who announces everything before they happen. No other God can do that. And his plan will stand. If he says things will happen, so it will happen. Because he has made his plan and it will stand. God can do whatever he wants. And he's the one who speaks and it is done. Think about God's promise of a Savior. That God made that plan long, long ago. Before it ever came to be. And it was fulfilled. And so that's number one. Number two takes us into chapter 47, looking at verses, especially verses 6 and then 10 and 11. This is talking about Babylon. Babylon, who was God's instrument of wrath on Judah to take them off into exile. Now God is proclaiming their fall. A couple chapters ago, we focused on we heard about Cyrus, the Persian king who would conquer Babylon and let the people of Judah go back to their homeland. But here he says in chapter 47, verse 6, I was angry with my people. I defiled my heritage. I gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. Even on the aged, you made your yoke very heavy. Babylon didn't show any compassion. They were cruel to God's people. And then he says, verse 10, you felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. So you said in your heart, I am the one. There is not another one beside me. But disaster will come upon you. You do not know when it will come. Calamity will fall upon you. You will not be able to atone for it. A devastating blow that you do not expect will come upon you suddenly. And Babylon, of course, would not last much longer past the time of their conquering of Jerusalem as a powerful kingdom. And so Babylon will fall. And then number three, taking us into chapter 48, looking especially at verses 10 through 14, he says, you see, I refined you, but not in the same way silver is refined. I tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will act. Why should my name be defiled? My glory I will not give to another. Listen to me, Jacob. Listen to me, whom I have called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. It was my hand that laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. I summon them, and they stand together. Gather together, all of you, and listen. Who among them announced these things? Israel was so stubborn. And yet God was at work refining them, the refining metal, right? Take out all the impurities, making it better, stronger. And now he said, I tested you in the furnace of affliction, right? I caused this to happen so that you would return to me. Listen to me. I've called you. I am the first. I am the last. Think of Revelation where Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God was there at the beginning, and God will continue to be there. A stubborn Israel, all they needed to do was listen and trust that the Lord is God, and the God of grace and mercy and forgiveness, and his glory is seen in that mercy. Those are my three things tonight. May the Lord bless and keep you the rest of this week, and I hope to see you soon. God bless.